it reproduces through droppings from the cattle until your whole pasture can just be wiped out. As far as grass is concerned, you have to have a clearing program for expensive.
Okay, let me ask you about another kind of tree. There's a tree that often will just grow out by roads or fences, and the leaves turn red early in the fall. They'll have small little clusters of berries, or bobs they're called sometimes, and they're used by old people, were used by old people in tanning leather. You ever heard of such a tree?
It had red berries? Or just what?
No, the leaves would turn red fairly early in the season, but the berries, I don't know what color, I think they're dark, I'm not positive. Maybe they're
black jack?
Okay, well, what, I'm pretty sure you have heard.
Sumac.
Okay.
Sumac.
Do you find that around here?
No, not too many sumac. Now, the sumac, to me, is a vine.
Is that right?
I thought a sumac was a vine. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, it says bush.
Well, it's sort of a bush thing, like poison oak.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
you have, but that's spelled different. S-U-M-A-C is the vine, I believe.
Uh-huh.
The sumac and the poison oak,
uh-huh.
or poison ivy.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the things to avoid.
Are poison oak and poison ivy the same?
I don't think so. It might be,
mm-hmm.
but we always called it poison oak.
Mm-hmm. All right. What kind of tree did George Washington cut down?
Cherry, he supposedly did.
That's one of those stories we hear. Can you name some of the kinds of berries that you might find around here?
Dewberries?
Mm-hmm.
Not many berries other than dewberries.
All right. Not here so much, but in other parts of the country you can grow these little fairly small berries that are really rough, and they're red.
Strawberry?
All right, those, and also...
Well, now, are you talking about in the wild, or...
both. I'm talking about both. Wild.
They have a Brazos blackberry that's grown around,
mm-hmm.
you know, domestic vines.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's big as any thumb or bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Very big.
There's this. We want a pronunciation on this berry. It has a rough surface. It's red, and it grows in a kind of a bush kind of thing. It's very prickly. You have to wear gloves to pick them. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's kind of a berry, red and rough. And so I'll let you pronounce that for me.
Raspberry. You don't grow the raspberries in this country.
No, I know you don't. They just want to see how you would say that.
I know. Generally, you say raspberries.
Mm-hmm. Is that how you would normally say that? Raspberries?
No, I wouldn't. I'd say a raspberry because the spelling comes to mind,
mm-hmm.
you know.
All right. If a certain kind of berry is out of the woods, but you know that it's harmful to eat it, you'd say those berries are
poison.
Okay.
Poisonous.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes up in the mountains, especially in my part of the country and around in Georgia, there are bushes that grow, as I said, up in the mountains that flower in the spring, and they have pink and sometimes white flowers.
Mountain laurel.
Mm-hmm. And there's a larger variety. It's very...
I'm not familiar with that.
Another tree that's common in the South are those trees that get very large and have those slick, glossy, large...
Magnolias?
Mm-hmm. In referring to your husband,